serve an awesome God. Come on, put your hands together if you know you serve an awesome God. Greet somebody and tell them that I'm glad to see you in the house of the Lord today. Come on, greet somebody and tell them that I'm glad to see you in the house of the Lord today. Amen. You could have been anywhere, amen, but you're in the house of God. Amen, somebody. I like to say you could have been in the jailhouse. You could have been in the mental house. You could have been in the courthouse. You could have been, amen, in the graveyard. Amen, but you're here in the house of God. And God has been just that good, just that awesome. Amen, just like that. Amen. I want to divert your attention right now, amen, to the book of Isaiah, the 45th chapter and the 7th verse. Amen. The book of Isaiah, the 45th chapter and the 7th verse. And the Bible says, I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. And I want to speak to you briefly, amen, if the Lord says the same, from the subject, God is in control. Look at somebody and say, God is in control. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we love you and we thank you, dear God. Hallelujah, for everything that you have done thus far in the service, God. And we thank you for that you're getting ready to do, God. Take us higher, God, in you. And Heavenly Father, we ask that you right now, in the name of your Son, Jesus, speak a mighty, profound word today, Father God. Encourage our hearts to let us truly have that impartation in our spirit, God, and solidification in our mind that you are in control of it all, and no matter what happens, God, you still got the final say. We love you. We thank you. God, increase our faith today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at somebody one more time and say, God is in control. Now, the book of Isaiah, the 45th chapter, amen, it has some unusual things, amen, that you would want to see in the Word of God. The Bible says that I form the light and create darkness. Amen. Look at somebody and say darkness. Now, the Bible also says I make peace and create evil. Somebody say evil. Now, this is some of the things that you don't want to see in the Word of God, especially when it follows the words that says, I, the Lord, do all these things. A lot of times we expect God to do all of the blessed, wonderful things. Amen. We pray to God for God to give us a blessing and God to give us a miracle and God to give us a healing and God to give us a breakthrough. And we look for God to do all of these positive things and all of these things in our life that looks like that is on the blessing side and not the cursing side. Amen, somebody. But how many of you know that just like there is good in your life, there's going to be some bad in your life? Just like you got some up days in your life, you're going to have some down days in your life as well. And if you don't believe me, just keep living long enough. But the good news is that God, no matter what goes on in your life, is still in control. Amen, somebody. We just had an election, amen, that got the country a little divided. Amen. And a lot of people wanted one to win, and a lot of different class wanted another to win, and so happened, and so have you, and we find out, amen, how divided the country was with the election. Amen. And some was happy with the new president, and some was not so pleased with the new president. Amen. And they was in fear that there were some things that were going to change here in our great country of America. Amen. And they started rioting and protesting and signing petitions and all of this kind of stuff, amen, because they have simply forgotten one very important fact, that it's not the president that's in charge. It's not the electoral college that's in charge. It's not the voters that are in charge. The Senate and Capitol Hill, they are not in charge. Congress is not in charge. But look at somebody and say, God is in control. So I want to touch briefly on this scripture, amen. And there are many scriptures throughout the Bible that we could have used, amen, to show you and to illuminate God's sovereignty to you, and that he's in charge and he's in control of it all, amen. But this scripture right here stood out the best to me, because this scripture started to be somewhat of a contrast to our normal belief and our normal way that we see and view our God. Can we dig into it a little bit here? Now, the Bible gives us very clearly three important things from this one scripture. And like I said, this won't be a long message. So if you miss some of this, you might miss all the whole message. Amen, somebody. But the Bible says, I form the light. I form the light. I form the light. But the Bible also says, and create darkness. Now, I told you, amen, in my introduction, just like you have some light days in your life, you're going to have some dark days in your life. Has anybody ever had any light days in your life where it just looked like the sun was shining, the birds were singing, you felt like Snow White, amen, walking out there talking to the Blue Jays and stuff, amen, little Disney Channel going on, the birds are singing, and everything is going good in your life, amen, and the fish are swimming in the right direction, and the dog is barking on cue, amen, and the cat is meowing in key, amen, and everything is in sync and in harmony in your life, and it seemed like that there can't be any bad days happen, amen, from this day forward, amen, because you are now on top of the world. You got some light days. Everything is light, amen. You're positive, amen. You're optimistic about life, amen. Somebody, can't nobody bring you down from your cloud nine high, because you see everything in a new light, because these are your light days. But the Bible says, I form the light and create darkness. Now, I don't know about you, but just like I had those light days in my life, I also had some dark days. How many of you can attest that you had some dark days in your life? Hey, man, somebody, so all your days ain't going to be light days. Sometime you're going to have days when it looks gloomy and full of doom. Looks like that there's not going to be any light. Look like you're not going to find a way out of your situation. Look like that you can't see a way out because it's so dark. Has anybody ever tried to see in the dark? I just closed it. It was nighttime, and I just turned all the lights off. You know, we're walking around, and we can't see nothing in the dark. It gets scary when you can't see. You get lonely when you can't see. You get terrified when you can't see. You don't know what to expect when you can't see. Amen, somebody. That's why the Bible comes and it lets us know that we ought not to focus on our own sight. The Bible teaches us, amen, that not to see, amen, and rely on your own sight, but walk by faith instead of sight. Amen, somebody. But let's dig into this light and darkness. The Bible gives us many scriptures, like I said, to let us know God is in control. And in this scripture, I want to point out three very important principles to you. And the first one is, we see it. Look at somebody and say, we see it. Uh-huh. We see it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. When God is in control, there are some things that are so evident, being that you can just see his sovereignty right before you taking place. You can see it. The Bible speaks of light and darkness, and light and darkness focuses on what you can see. Amen, somebody. When you talk about light, when you talk about darkness, amen, we're talking about something that is visible, something you can see, something that affects your sight. When it's light, you can see clearly. When it's dark, you can hardly see at all. We're talking about what you see, your sight. Look at somebody and say, that deals with your focus. Now, where is your focus? Once you see a problem that's happening before you, and you begin to magnify that thing as a problem, Now that thing has your focus. Yeah, you're going to have some dark days in your life, but don't let that have your focus. Now watch this. You're going to have some light days in your life. Some days where everything is going good and everything is going well, but don't let that be your focus. You can't get caught up in the time when everything is going right and you get so relaxed and so complacent then and you say, can't nothing get me down. But your focus must still remain through your light days and through your dark days. No matter what you see in your life, your focus must still be on God. Knowing that God is in control. When it's time of light, God is in control. In the time of darkness, God is in control. So I don't care what happens in my life. I'm still going to be consistent through it all. No matter what I see and how I see it, God is still in control. Watch this now. That deals with the external. That deals with the external. When you see something, amen, I see y'all here, and I see everything, and I see the church, amen, and that all of this deals with the external. You don't see what, you can close your eyes, try to roll your eyes in the back of your head. You can't see what's inside your head. You can't see your brain. You can't see your matter floating around. You can't see your veins, your arteries. I don't care how you try to do it. You can't see on the inside of you. You can only see that which is external. Amen, somebody. So what am I trying to tell you? Every external situation that you will ever find to arise in your life, don't worry about it because God is in control. Can I get a witness in here? How many of you got some external situations right now that's going on in your life? Amen. And sometimes you just wonder, how am I going to make it through this? How am I going to deal with this here? Well, is God really in control of this situation? Well, I come to let you know today, God is in control. Amen, somebody. So light and darkness, that deals with our focus, and that is external. Let me show you this in scripture in the book of Genesis, the first chapter, verses 3 through 5. The book of Genesis, the first chapter, verses 3 through 5. And the Bible says it this way, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. He didn't take away the darkness. He just divided. He just separated the light from the darkness. Now, if we didn't need some dark days in our life, God would have just taken the darkness, did away with it. It would have just been 24/7 light. That's what we want in our life, don't we? We want 24/7 light. We want everything to always be going the right way. But the very first thing that God did that we have a record of here on earth is that he created the light and the darkness. Amen, somebody. And he did a separation, amen, from the light and from the darkness. He could have just eradicated the darkness, amen, but he still kept the darkness. And the fifth verse says, and God called the light day. We need a day. And the darkness he called night. Look at somebody and say, you also need a night in your life. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Amen. So the first thing that God did, amen, was he separated the light from the darkness. But both of them he still kept intact respectively because we need the night just like we need the day. Amen, somebody. Are you getting some out of the word so far? Now let's dig a little deeper here. Now, so light and darkness, amen, in verse 7 of Isaiah 45, it talks about, amen, what we see, amen. Somebody say it again with me. Say, we see it. Yeah, that deals with our focus, amen, what we see. And everything that we see within our focus, within our sight, amen, are those things that are external. But let's go a little deeper here. The Bible says, I form the light and create the darkness. But then it also goes on to say, I make peace. Somebody say peace. And create evil. Somebody say evil. Now, just like light and darkness represent what we see, peace and evil represents what we sense. Light and darkness represent what we see.
peace and evil represent what we sense. Amen, somebody. Talking about your senses. Amen. I heard you say the word feel. Amen. When it's something that's in your senses, you feel that thing. That's your perception. Amen. About that particular thing. So the Bible speaks of God being in control because we see it. And God speaks. The Bible speaks about God being in control because we sense it. And just like seeing deals with your focus, sensing deals with your faith. Can I say that again? Just like seeing deals with your focus, sensing deals with your faith. And just like your focus deals with that which is external, y'all know where I'm going now, don't you? Your faith deals with that which is internal. Amen, somebody. So the Bible says, I form light and I create darkness. Watch this. I make peace and create evil. Now, let me show you this in scripture. Amen. It seemed like God would, we know that God is a God of peace. Amen. And he makes peace. And we pray for peace. The Bible says that I will keep you in perfect peace when you keep your mind stayed on me. So everything about God is peace, peace, peace. So where is all this evil coming from? Have you ever had one of your loved ones to die? Have you ever had somebody that was close to you, amen, to get shot and killed, to die of a heart attack, whatever it came, but they left this earth. The first thing you did was got upset and mad with God. Somebody want to come and tell you that, well, I'll pat you on the back and say, God is in control. God got this. It's all in God's will, all in God. That's the last thing you want to hear. If God is so loving, if God is so peaceful, God is so kind, and God is such as a giver of life, why is my loved one laying here dead? I don't want to hear anything about God. Don't tell me anything about God's love and his mercy and his grace. But just like he makes peace, the Bible says he creates evil. Now, does that mean that there's our God is just that hateful, spiteful, vengeful God that want to go around and do evil to people? No! That means that ultimately, no matter what situation you find yourself in, whether it's a peaceful situation or it's a situation that seems evil to you, God is still in control even in that situation. Can I show it to you in scripture? The book of 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. And verses 16 through 18, 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, verses 16 through 18. Are you getting something out of the word so far? The Bible says, for which cause we faint not. I got tongue tied, I'm sorry. For which cause we faint not. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. We talked about that external. Now we're talking about that internal. For our light affliction, amen, somebody, is but for a moment. And it worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen with our eyesight, those things that that's in our focus on the external, this is an internal thing. So while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, the things you can't even explain that happens in your life, and it seems like some negative, some bad, some real evil things that happen in your life, you can't explain that God was in that. You don't even want to hear nobody else try to explain to you that God is in this situation. But the Bible says, for the things which are not seen are temporal. The things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. You're not going to always understand everything that God does. And even when it seems like that it's not some peaceful, so much of a peaceful time in your life, but it's a time of calamity and it's a time of evil that's happening in your life, God, even in that, is still in control. And you're not going to always understand it. It's not always going to make sense to you. But you got to trust that the end result is that God's will is going to be done. You may not understand it all. You may not be able to figure it out. You may not be able to fathom it. But God already knows the end from the beginning. God already knows what's going to happen in your life even before you were even born. Amen, somebody. So you got to trust that God has already worked out in your behalf, on your behalf, everything in your life that needed to be worked out even before you had a problem, a situation, or a circumstance. Now, y'all remember back in the book of Genesis? We talked about Adam, that he gave Adam, we talked about that rib. He gave Adam that rib. Amen. He took it out of Adam and he built it up to be a woman to give to Adam as a gift to him to be his wife. And he did that because he said that it's not good that man be alone. In other words, that it's not good that my son Adam is lonely. All of the other animals got a mate except for Adam. But here's the thing. Adam didn't even know he was lonely. Adam didn't even know he was alone. Adam, it was just Adam and God. And Adam was good just like that. Have you ever been in that place with God and you just good just like that? Amen. You're in that place of prayer, that place of supplication, that place of reading your word, that place of just studying the deep things of God, that place of praise, that place of worship. Amen. It's just you and God. Amen. And you don't even know what's going on around you because you are so engulfed and involved in the things of God. Amen, somebody. And your faith begins to get stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. And you begin to realize that there is nothing that God can't do. Amen. And there's no situation that I can get myself into that God cannot get me out of, because God is in control. Now, our original scripture says that I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all of these things. So the things that looks good to you, I did that. The things that look not so good to you, I did that too. The things you can clearly see and understand that, okay, God did this and God did this, yeah, I did that. But the things that are happening on the inside of you that you can't ponder, you can't fathom, you scratching your head all night long trying to figure out how in the world is this God? God is saying, yep, I did that too. Amen, somebody. A lot of times we question God when it comes to grief, amen, and sorrow with our loved ones, amen, leave this earth, amen. But you got to remember, God is still the same place that he was when his only son was crucified on the cross for our sins. Amen, somebody. So you ain't going through nothing that he himself didn't go through in the beginning. Now watch this. Going back to our original scripture here, I form the light and create darkness. Now, God is in control because we see it. We see light and we see darkness. And that deals with our focus, that which is external. But then it gets a little deeper and says, I make peace and create calamity. Calamity is that evil thing that happens, that thing that we can't understand, amen. And that we know God is in control because we sense it. We can't see it with our natural eyes, but we know on the inside that there's something going on that God has his hands in. And he makes peace and creates calamity. And that deals with our faith. We have to understand that he's in control from not that which is external, which we can see, but that which is internal, which we feel. Amen, somebody. But the last part of that scripture, I like this, is because the Bible says, I, the Lord, do all of these things. So who's saying that? Is it me saying that? Is it you saying that? Is it one of the prophets? He's saying that I, the Lord, do all of these things. So how many of you know that it's one thing when I sign off on something, one thing when you sign off on something, amen, somebody, it's one thing, amen, when Obama or Trump, amen, might sign off on something, but it's something else altogether when the God of the universe signs off on it. God stands up and say, yeah, I am God and I approve this message. Amen, somebody. God signed off on it. So just like, amen, light and darkness deals with what we see, peace and calamity deals with what we sense. He says, I the Lord. And that deals with what he said. Can I dig into that just a little bit? Just because he said it, look at somebody and say, that settles it. So we see it, we sense it, but he said it. It's one thing when you can see it, you know it's God. It's one thing when you can sense it, you feel. You may not know because it's not so evident. You got to get real deep to know that it's God's. But you sense it, so you feel this is still God. But it's one thing when God just boldly stands up and he said it. This is me. Sometimes you just want a confirmation. God, is it you? God say, yeah, this is me. But God, this is going on in my life, and that is going on in my life, and I don't see my way out, and I don't see my situation getting any better over here. God, is this really you? God stands up and say, yeah, it's still me. But God, I know it was you over here when things were going good in my life and things were going hunky-dory in my life, and it was all of a light situation in my life, but I'm over in some dark days now. I got some calamity going on in my life. Is it still you? God says, yes, it's still me. Look at somebody and say, God is in control. So he's in control because we see it, and that deals with our focus, and our focus deals with the external. He's in control because we sense it, and that deals with our faith, and our faith deals with the internal. But if we go a little bit deeper, he's in control just because he said it. And when he said it, that deals with the Father. Look at somebody and say, that's God's business. It's one thing when it's my focus. It's one thing when it's my faith, but it's a whole other thing when it's the Father. That's my confirmation that I don't need from anything or anybody else. If God said it, that settles it. And the Father, just like our focus deals with that which is external, our faith deals with that which is internal, the Father deals with that which is universal. Can I get a witness in here? When it comes to God, that's something that is universally unchallenged. I don't care what anybody else say or what anybody else do. I don't care if any laws pass. I don't care if any decrees get passed. I don't care if the King of France, amen, signed a petition. I don't care who does what, amen. If God said it, that settles it for me, and that settles it for the universe. You don't believe me? Go back to Genesis again when you realize that whatever God said in the beginning still stands, and there's nothing man can do about it. He said, let there be light. And today, right now, if you look outside, there is still light. Amen, somebody. Everything God said, let there be, let there be, let there be. How many of you know there still is, and there still is. When God blessed Adam, God was blessing Adam, amen, perpetually. When God puts a blessing on your life, it's a perpetual blessing. Which means that blessing that God may have blessed me with today, I don't care when he blessed me with it, I'm going to walk into it 10 years from now. I'm still going to be walking in that blessing that God blessed me with 10 years ago. Because if God spoke something on your life, how many of you ever had people to speak downfall on your life and people to speak cursings on your life, amen, and you thought that you was getting ahead, amen, and people spoke doom on you, amen, and you was happy because you were starting a business or starting a relationship or starting this or starting the other, amen, but people put their mouth on you and said, you ain't going to last more than 2 years. You ain't going to last more than 6 months. You ain't going to last. You ain't going to last. Something going to happen. This going to happen, and you're going to fail, and you're going to fall, amen, fat on your face, and you're going to need me, and you're gonna come back crawling to me. But how many of you know that if God said that you're gonna prosper, you're gonna prosper? And I wonder why. Oh, I got the answer. Because God is in control. Now let me show you this in scripture right quick. Our last two scriptures, the book of Titus. Are you getting something out of the word? Are you getting something out of the word here? The book of Titus. Titus, the first chapter, and the second verse. The Bible says, in hope of eternal life, which God, this is the part I want to get you. The Bible says, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. The most important part in that entire scripture was God cannot lie. Why is that so important? Well, let me show you in our next scripture before I show you why it's so important. I want to give you both of these scriptures. Hebrews, the 6th chapter and the 18th verse. Hebrews, the 6th chapter and verse 18. The Bible says that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Both scriptures confirm each other that it's impossible for God to lie. God cannot lie. Now, I want to take a side trail just to dig into that a little second and let you know why that is so important. Because the Bible did not say that God will not lie. Now, as human beings, some of us will not lie. Every time that you ask us something, you can count on us to tell the truth. There's some people that you know who you can count on to tell the truth. Some people you know who you can count on to let you hold something. You know, there's some people you know who to count on for different things in your life. And there's some people that you know, no matter what goes on in your life, if you need somebody to tell you the truth, you know what person to call on. Amen, somebody. You want to know how that dress fits you? You want to know how that suit fits you? You want to know, amen, something about this, that, and the other? You go to the one who's not going to lie to you. But we as human beings, some of us do not lie, but all of us can lie. But here's the beauty of it. We serve a God that cannot lie. Look at somebody and say, God cannot lie. So what do I mean by God cannot lie? Taylor is wearing a pink dress. And if I say that dress is anything but pink, I just lied. I may say this dress is blue. No matter how much I want it to be blue, I just lied. I can say that this dress, I can say just this little bow on this dress is white because I want it to be. But you see that this bow is pink, I just lied. But if God comes from heaven and says that this pink dress is any color but pink, guess what? That's immediately, boom, what color it is. Because everything seedeth out of the mouth of God becomes exactly what God said it would become. Amen, somebody. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. What was before the heaven and the earth? Nothing. So God took nothing and made everything. God spoke in the atmosphere. He said, let there be boom, let there be boom, let there be boom. And everything that God said immediately came to pass because he could not lie. Amen, somebody. So if God look up in the air and God say, it's stars in the sky, you better look again, because as soon as God said it, there are stars in the sky. Amen, somebody. So it's not that God will not lie. He can't. Can you imagine not being, anybody seen that movie, what was the movie, Liar Liar, when Jim Carrey could not lie for like 24 hours or whatever, or to the birthday wish, that's what it was. But he could not lie. Now, it's hard to imagine, really, somebody that will not lie. As much as we as human beings get lied to on a daily basis by people that they should not have no even reason to lie to us. You ain't even got no reason to lie to me about what you just lied to me, but you lied to me. But imagine somebody that cannot lie. That's somebody you probably not want to talk to them, because you want to be careful what come out of their mouth. Because the moment that it comes out of their mouth, boom, it automatically happens. Because they cannot lie. So if I'm going to have anybody that's in control of my affairs, I want to have somebody that cannot lie. Amen, somebody. So if I'm going to have anybody who's in control of my estate, I want to have somebody who cannot lie. If I want to have somebody who's in control of my life and in control of every situation that comes my way, I want to have somebody in my life that can't cannot lie. Why? Because I have some impossible situations in my life sometimes. Have you ever had an impossible situation? Situations that you really couldn't see your way out of? Situation you did not know how you was going to get out of? How you was going to make ends meet? And how you was going to get this and that done and taken care of? But God will step in those impossible situations, and he will speak the total opposite of what your situation is. And when God speaks the total opposite of it, you better believe immediately the entire situation changes for your good. The Bible says it like this. The Bible says that now I know that all things, that's in Romans, I know all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are the called according to his purpose. What does that mean? That means as long as you stay on the Lord's side, I don't care what happens in your life, the light days, the dark days, the peaceful days, the calamity days, the evil days, I don't care the good, the bad, or the downright ugly. No matter what happens in your life, it's all going to work out for your good. Because ultimately, the enemy is not in control of your life. Ultimately, you're not in control of your life. Ultimately, I don't care who thinks they are, they're not in control of your life. Only God is in control. Amen, somebody. So I want to encourage you today, amen, that no matter what you find yourself into and no matter what life brings your way, have the faith. Keep the faith to know that God is in control. That you can't find yourself into a situation that God can't get you out of. That you can't find yourself in any type of situation that God cannot show his sovereign power in that situation. Because no matter what, he is still in control. Put your hands together for the word today. Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus, we love you and we thank you, dear God, for your word. We thank you, Father God, for speaking to us today. We ask that you right now, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, let this word be solidified in the hearts and the minds of us. Father God, let it be an impartation that we will receive it and grow by it, that our faith may be stronger in you from this day forward, knowing that no matter what we find ourselves in, amen, you are God enough to get us out, because you, amen, indeed are in control of every single thing that happens in our life. We love you, we thank you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody love the Lord. Say amen. Prepare your hearts to give.
You have just heard another revelatory message by our senior pastor, Bishop D.L. Gilbert. To purchase this and other teachings, please visit us at www.dlgilbert.org and click on our store link.